Welcome back to IT Camp. I'm Harold Wong with Microsoft, and in this module, I'm going to talk about continuously available file shares, another new capability in Windows Server 2012. If we look at the agenda, just like every other IT Camp module so far, I'm going to cover the same kind of basic structure. Look at what these available file shares are, why you should care about it, dig a little bit deeper, and then we'll follow up at the end with a demo of the technology. So when we look at the continuously available file shares and see what it really is, it's essentially taking file services or shares and scaling it out. So exposing or expanding this capability of continuously available to CSV or cluster shared volumes, taking advantage of a lot of the new capabilities that's built into SMB 3.0 that now comes with Server 2012 for the SMB scale out, using SMB Direct and multi-channel to take full advantage of the bandwidth that's available, allowing Direct I/O for the data access, and really exposing capabilities for these continuous file shares to not just store data like Word document or Excel documents, but to actually store data that is continuously writing, such as a SQL database or a Hyper-V cluster, so that all the VMs and the VHDs are stored on that continuously available file share. That's really the improvement of this capability in Server 2012. So when you look at why you care, I think I did cover a little bit about it, right? Because when you look at some of the challenges with file systems and the ability that we had to cluster previously, it was really through what we call a client access point or a cap. So I would expose a shared location that my clients can connect to. It makes it simpler for them. They connect to one location, the share is available. If something happens to that node, that cluster node, the shared resource just gets taken over or owned by another node. But usually, because of the way the failover occurs, you're not going to be storing data that is real-time, constant updating on that I/O path, because there might be just a split millisecond that we're going to lose the heartbeat or lose connectivity while the failover occurs. So when you look at that challenge, it's great, right? For files, like I said earlier, for those Office files, it works great. But what if you want to really start taking advantage of the capabilities in Server 2012 and the storage spaces and the SMB 3.0 and whatnot, so that you can also store your Hyper-V clustered information or your SQL databases? Then we had to do a lot of improvement, or we had to make improvements to the technology so that we could also support that with zero downtime. And that's really the gist of what this capability is targeted at, so that you have the ability to take advantage of these lower cost storage solutions in a very highly available infrastructure. So when you look at the technical capabilities and you dig under the hood a little bit more, there are two options as you configure this file server capability. The first one is a general use file server, which really is essentially the same as what we've had in Server 2008 R2. That ability to share a location and make it available, one node fails, another node takes over. The enhancement in 2012 is we have SMB 3.0, so we actually have better throughput capabilities. But if that's all you're going to do, for all intents and purposes, it's still about the same as what we had in 2008 R2. The scale-out file server is really that new rich capability that I was talking about, where you can actually expose that SMB share and make it available for Hyper-V, make it available for SQL databases, for that real-time I/O heavy write stuff, and still be able to put it on this clustered location and know that if the node fails, another node will take over and you will have zero downtime. And if you do this, one of the caveats here is in that clustered scale out, you are limited to 4 servers in that node. Right, so do keep that in mind. Usually that should be plenty. I haven't seen anybody who's had more and had a requirement, but who knows, right? We continue to make changes in the technology, who knows what's going to happen in the future. When we looked at clustering from 2008 R2, we went from 16 nodes to a total of 64 nodes in 2012. So massive improvements as we continue to improve our technology. If you look at the actual diagram, right, if you look at the top piece there, you're looking at a bunch of, in this example, Hyper-V servers in a cluster. And they are connecting to our clustered file services, right, the SMB in that clustered location or that clustered configuration, and they're just accessing it as a file share. So the connectivity is going to essentially WAC server, or in this case it says foo, WAC share or namespace. Right, so the key is, from a configuration perspective, it's the same as connecting to any file share, but under the hood, we're taking advantage of a lot of that new technology, the SMB 3.0 capabilities and the ability to do the storage spaces so that we can create that highly available, real-time, real I/O, high I/O environment and still make it highly available, make it accessible to Hyper-V as well as to SQL. Those are just the examples. Maybe somebody might want to use that to store SQL, or not SQL, Exchange databases, right? That's another option. Usually, Hyper-V is probably the key focus area that I'm looking at, because it's all about the virtualization layer as well. The next few slides are just showing some of the screenshots, and this is done from within the failover cluster manager. So as I start to configure roles, one of the roles is a file server. So if you look at slide one, or that picture one, it's just saying I'm going to select file server as a role I'm going to configure as part of that failover cluster. And then the second screenshot allows me to select either the general purpose or the scale out. So if I do choose general purpose, then I have the ability to walk through and create the file share in the end, where I have the ability to say, hey, I want to make this highly available. I want to also maybe turn on the caching capability, but either way, there are a few options as I create the share if I'm doing general purpose. Continuing, some additional screenshots, just showing you, I'm going to kind of go to my pointer because I just can't help but to point out some of these things. As I start looking at the permissions over here, this is just setting permissions on a file share. This is admittedly done through the cluster manager, but no different than if you were sharing out your resources normally. Right? And over here you can see, yes, I have my users folder shared out. It is using SMB, and I can see where it says yes, it is highly available or continuously available. So that if there's any failure, then one of the other nodes will automatically take over, zero downtime. So that's the beauty of this capability. And then the next few slides here, is if I actually selected the second option over here. I know I didn't do that when I took the screenshot, but this is really showing I'm going to do the scale out for file server, and then the screenshots would look a little bit different as I look at creating that file share. And the key here is, where's my pointer? Right over here. I have the option to do an SMB share, and you can see it says server application. Right, so the screens are slightly different, but in the end you will still see the shares that are available, and the key here is the yes next to or below continuous availability. Right, and this is, as I said earlier, really the key enhancement is to make file shares continuously available so that you can store that real-time, high I/O application such as SQL, Hyper-V, or Exchange as just good examples of applications that do high I/O, real-time I/O, and know that you're not going to lose a heartbeat. So the next video, I will actually do a quick demo and show you how to configure the continuously available file shares. But before I do that, I do want to call out a few next steps, some call to actions for you. If you want to take a look at Server 2012 yourself and start playing with that product, please do go to the link. You'll see the middle link has a aka.ms/hwws2012. It'll take you to the download page. If you want to play with our private cloud end-to-end solution, also download System Center 2012. If you're interested in some free online training, go take a look at Microsoft Virtual Academy. It is 100% free, and there's a lot of great modular content on Server 2012, on System Center 2012, on a lot of our technologies that will help you get that 200 level understanding of what the technology is and how it works. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring an end to this module, and do stay tuned, because in the next module I will show you a quick demo of how to configure these continuously available file shares.